And I'm joined every few weeks by Tori Pollard, who's the manager at the Brentwood Care Centre. And we have a chat and we find out what's going on at the Care Centre. So a very good morning.
Good morning.
You've got a refurbishment going on there at the moment.
Well, we've kept it under wraps, which is unlike me not to shout it from the rooftops. But yes, we have. So what people don't know, because they haven't been in to be able to see what's going on, is we've had a major refurbishment inside of the building. So we've had a complete redevelopment of our dementia community and one of our residential communities downstairs. So complete facelift, which has been amazing to watch the transformation. Can't wait to share it with people. So we have redecorated, we've reorganized, we've taken out walls, we've done everything that we've needed to do. And any refurb in any building, in any organisation, is reflective of really how the environment can impact on people that are living within our services.
Yeah.
So it's been a big piece of work. I've been working on it since I joined RCH in June of last year. And it's going to be amazing. We will be releasing some images and some photos over the next coming weeks, which will be on our Facebook page, and we'll also put some into our newsletters as well. But it looks stunning, absolutely stunning.
And is it, can you just, I mean, obviously you can't give anything away, but because it's the dementia area, is there certain things that have been put in place that weren't there before?
Yeah, so absolutely. So we've really kind of focused on how people navigate through our community, how they find things. So there's a lots of wayfinding, different signage is in use now. We've looked at colours, and there's a lot of research around colour therapy for people that are living with a dementia, just to look at how people will distinguish different areas from one another. We've thought very much about our families and what families need when they come to visit, so the types of seating that we use, the types of layouts of rooms and how we can make them more socially inclusive.
Mm.
We've thought about kind of activities and where they would take place, the type of environment that is needed for that. So there's an awful lot that's gone into this. We've created family room. We've created a lovely, gorgeous cinema-type room. Not a formal cinema, but a place that families will be able to go to, you know, watch a film or do whatever they want to do. We've thought about how families want to interact with people when they're here, so some very relaxed areas in respect of a bistro area that they can make coffee and have a cake and really just enjoy spending time here. So each of the areas has a real purpose, but certainly layouts of the rooms in terms of being able to find your way around furniture and the signage, so it's a lot clearer. So it's a lot of work. It's been an absolute dedication over the past year, but it's beginning to look amazing. And I'm really excited because today the new furniture is arriving. So watching all the lovely things, it's like being at home when you get a new sofa delivered.
Yeah.
It just really transforms a room. But imagine that on a massive scale here. So it's been an absolute joyous morning to be there.
I was going to say summer's not been out there with the paintbrush, has he?
Literally, I think we're all trying to peel off wrapping so we can look underneath. We're like kids in a sweet shop.
Yeah, I love all that. I mean, I'm doing a little bit of painting at home, and even that's just, you go, oh, what am I going to put there? I'm going to move this here and do that there, so I know exactly how you feel. Now, Action Alliance, tell us about who the Action Alliance are.
Yeah, so Brentwood Dementia Action Alliance are a group. They consist and been hosted by Essex County Council. So they're really looking at what kind of services, what kind of things people need to support people with dementia living within the Brentwood area. Summer and I joined the Brentwood Dementia Action Alliance about 4 to 5 months ago, and we've been working with them on what services we can provide throughout communities. Our big focus, certainly for Brentwood Care Centre, is on making dementia friends.
Mm.
So we are very keen that people have an insight and an understanding of those people that are living with the dementia within the community. It sounds a bit kind of odd, I guess, given that we're a provider of care. But dementia for me, and I know for Summer too, is very much about supporting people to live their best life. And if that's at home, then that's where those people should be supported. So we're really doing everything that we can. So we're working with Brentwood DAA, looking at providing dementia friends training to people within the community. We're very lucky that we've got in contact with a number of parishes, and certainly we'll be delivering the training. Our first one is West Horndon Parish Council, so my many thanks to them. And then we'll be looking at how we can transpose that into businesses. We know that there are a lot of people living with dementia in the community, and we're looking to pull some resources together for them. And then separately to that, but also involved, is we're actually going to be working with Brentwood DAA and hosting a website so that people will be able to log in. And the whole point of the kind of Facebook page, whatever platform we use, is that people will be able to go on there if they are supporting somebody that's living with a dementia and they don't know where to go for information. This page will host everything. It will signpost services. It will give them information as to people that can provide support at home, or, you know, kind of point to providers of different bits and pieces. So, yeah, we're really excited to be doing that. It's obviously in addition to our day jobs, if you like, of being a provider of care, but massively important, you know, for us to be able to help the community, and be able to support people that we've never met that may be living or caring for somebody living with a dementia. So it's a really exciting time, and I'm really privileged to be part of that.
And it's just as well to remember, I was listening to some reporting on dementia. It's not people that are in their, always people in their 80s, it's people in their 40s have got dementia. So, it, you know, if people are out there thinking, oh, well, that only affects older, it doesn't. And more people are getting dementia earlier.
Yeah, I think, you know, really interestingly, I mean, I've worked within the realms of dementia care probably for the last 15 years. And the youngest person that I've ever met that has been diagnosed and living with a dementia was a lady in her 40s.
Yes.
Now, that's quite significant. And I think we'd all like to think that they were the kind of the exception or the one-offs, but that isn't the case. And we're finding now, certainly, that those people that are very in their early years are being diagnosed earlier. And there's been a lot of work around diagnosis of dementia. But again, it's not really about getting the diagnosis. It's about how you then support somebody in whatever it is that they need to do to live a good and purposeful life. So it's unusual for people to come into a care home at such a young, tender age. But it is important for their families to know what resources and support there is available within their community. Yes. And I think, you know, one of the things that we're trying to really drive home is that actually communities need to be aware of those people that are living with a dementia and how they can personally support people, whether it be at the local shop or the post office, or, you know, they see somebody wandering who perhaps, you know, look like they don't, you know, necessarily know where they are. So, yes, people are getting younger, and that's a really difficult time, especially when many people at that age still have children, maybe have young grandchildren, and how we transpose and help support those families in looking after the person.
Partners in the Community newsletter.
Yeah.
Tell us about
so
it.
So as if we haven't got enough to do, we've Brentwood Care Centre have never done this before. So we actually came up with the idea. I think, you know, the pandemic's pretty much dried us all out in terms of technology and how we get information out as to what we're doing as part of a community, and we are a care home very much in the middle of a community. So what we wanted to do was provide the opportunity for different people, businesses, our partners in our community include GP surgeries, health professionals, solicitors, whoever it is that may be kind of looking at, well, actually, what are they doing? So the newsletter is really for any person that's interested in what we're doing. It gives insight as to what we're doing. Our current newsletter talks about the dementia strategy and what we're doing in terms of internally to the home, and certainly the outreach to external partners outside. Anybody can request a copy of the newsletter, which will be available through summer. The customer relations manager for here, and it really talks about what we're doing. So what sets us apart, you know, as a care provider in a community. It looks at the focus, introducing people to, you know, members of our team. I think I'm on the first edition too. So yeah, there's lots of information about us as a home, the direction that we're travelling, the sorts of things that we'll be looking at over the next year, so that people can understand our business, and our focus, and certainly for those people, health professionals working in care, they'll get an understanding of where we're going and what we're doing.